You are listening to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about self-help, film, business, media, self-improvement, and etc. If you have not already, please hit the subscribe button to this podcast, as well as the subscribe button on the YouTube channel Persistence Media. Hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you have post notifications on for both platforms, and enjoy. Top 10 favorite books that I've read over the past 2 years. So I've read maybe over 25, and that's audio and like actual book reading. So number one would, actually no, let's start from 10. Let's go to 10 and then go to 1. 10 and up. So 10 would be 4-Hour Work Week, only because the title is kind of misleading. But he goes into, what's his name again? Tim Ferriss. He goes into essentially ways to outsource that'll not only get you more time, but also still allow you to have money. And you can, and he gives you like the actual budget of certain like trips. I believe in the book he refers to trips to Bali being like a certain price, and it's not as expensive as you think when you actually budget it. The ninth, what would my ninth one be? What would my ninth one be? I gotta be honest with you, my ninth one would probably be How to Win Friends and Influence People, because I like how it goes, it gives stories, and one of the things about me is, as much as I'm a visual learner, I love stories. So stories help you get the moral of what the theme of what the author is trying to tell you, and what they're trying to go for when they're telling you it. And I like how it goes about it with like stories, and of course he'll give examples as well. But then my eighth would be Think and Grow Rich. Think and Grow Rich. And I like how it goes into, there's different steps towards riches, and talks a lot about, you know, desire. Oh wait, let me not spoil it. It goes into these different steps on how to gain riches and success, and you know, it. Dang, I'm trying to be vague. Okay, but let me just skip around that. Yes, it's my favorite book, and I like how it gives you steps and it gives examples as well, just like Think and Grow Rich. Now I'm on six. What would my sixth favorite book be? I think my sixth favorite book will be Rich Dad Poor Dad. I like how I read this one like years ago, but Robert Kiyosaki goes into, you know, the four quadrants of wealth, as well as like the difference between the poor and the rich and the mindsets, and you know, investment mindset and strategic investment mindset, and assets over liabilities. What are assets? What are liabilities? I feel like let me not spoil it too much, but you know, real estate and just the real core of a business mindset when you're trying to build wealth and trying to diversify. My fifth favorite book. Now we're getting into my top five. My fifth favorite book would be The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F by Mark Manson. And I'm gonna give you a brief summary, and I'm gonna try not to spoil it, but in this book, Mark essentially goes into the importance of not taking things personally and how it actually sets you free throughout your life. He gives examples, of course, examples from his life and other people's lives. And that's a book that really changed how I viewed what people say to me and what and like what I re like the way I react and how I react to what they say to me. Wait, the way I react and how I react is the same thing, but you get what I mean. Life becomes more liberating when you don't take things personally, especially when they weren't hurtful or someone could just use word of verbiage. Just sense of that book was like, don't take certain things that people say personally at all. Family, friends, anyone, don't take it personal. Number four would be Who Moved My Cheese by Dr. Spencer Johnson. And I'm going to really try not to spoil like the context and the stories within these books, but they essentially teach you, well, not they, but like, because there's multiple people in the story, but the people and like the examples used of what they go through, it essentially is telling you that there's a lot of fears that hold people back in life. And whatever, gotta walk the line carefully, whatever you are going through, know that you can get more out of life, and know that there's always more, and there will always be more. And when you have an abundance mindset, you always realize that there is much more than what you already have, and you want to make a life to where you always are achieving more, and you're never like, you're content with what you have, but you're going to want to always continue to grow and not stay complacent with what you have. Third favorite book. What would my third favorite book and third most recommendable book? Now we're in the top three. My top three books that I would recommend to people. Third. Okay. Would be The Power of Habit, because habits are really, would I make this one a tie? I guess my third would either land in The Power of Habit or The Habits of Highly Effective People. Seven Habits of Highly Effective People or something like that. And it, both of those books essentially go into what the title says and about habits and the importance of habits. And I've learned over the past few years that habits really transform you. Like, over a period of time, you will literally see how they change you. And it's very crucial that people change the way that they talk to themselves and the things that they do on a daily basis, and the conscious and unconscious habits that they have in their life. My second most recommended and favorite book would be When the Body Says No by Gaber Mate. And it goes, I'm not going to spoil this one, but it goes into the connection between stress and disease and not just disease, but like disorder and addiction and, you know, issues in general, and why certain people suffer and how it's somehow correlates to trauma and stress in your life. Then my number one book would be Ancient Remedies by Dr. Axe. It really helped me lose weight, the book, like a lot of weight. Dr. Axe is like a functional medicine doctor, and he gives you like recipes and prescriptions of like things that'll help you with certain issues and weight loss, which was one of the main reasons I got it. And like, it was, you know, natural remedies to do things with natural ways, so that way, and also getting to the root of like issues that you have. If you hear something in the background, it's rain because it's raining outside, like that. But yeah, his was like healthy ways of dealing with the root problems of issues that you may have, as well as sides that you may not have thought were the cause of some of your issues, like, you know, emotions, you know, maybe you need to set boundaries. I'm not going to go into all of it, but it goes through that kind of scope. And it's a really cool book. The things he goes into and the facts that he shares with you, and, you know, circadian rhythm and all this stuff. And it's a really, really good book. I really recommend it. And geez, it's raining cats and dogs outside. But those are my top 10 books that I recommend that you read and that are my favorite. I hope you like this episode. And by the way, what are your favorite books? What books do you recommend? Post them in the comments on my YouTube channel, which check the description if you don't know what it is. And yeah, thank you. If you enjoyed this episode or something resonated with you or you liked something that I said in this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button and be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Persistence Media, as well, where I will post more content on there as well as visual content on that platform. Be sure to share both platforms and subscribe to both platforms and have post notifications on. Thank you and have a great day.